Welcome back to another week of Eye of the Storm, a Guelph Storm podcast with myself, Ryan Drury, the voice of the Guelph Storm on Rogers TV. Very pleased to be joined by another one of the newer members of the Storm that came in around the trade deadline, Xander Vecchia. Xander, how are you, man?
Pretty good. Yourself?
I'm doing great. I appreciate you jumping on the show. And, you know, let's talk a little bit about your time so far in Guelph. Obviously, you were an addition that George Burnett targeted at the deadline, and you fit in really nicely in the Storm colors so far. What's your experience been so far in the Royal City?
Oh, it's been awesome. I mean, I don't know. I mean, everybody's been great. I'm learning lots. I have great billets. It's all, everything you think should be great, it has been great. So no complaints from me.
Good stuff. And I know that, you know, the team has struggled recently, but overall, I mean, the team has had a pretty successful season, especially earlier this year. And I know you guys are going to break out of this funk eventually, but, you know, you come in as a newer guy around the trade deadline. I know that's always a tough time for players, but you seem to have settled in very nicely. How have you kind of seen your transition into a new team jumping over from Mississauga?
I was definitely like a change for sure. Like, I had to learn the new systems and how things were done over here. And I thought I adapted pretty well. And I've done a lot of video just to understand all that stuff. So, I think pretty well that, yeah.
I know that you were kind of brought in as a guy and, you know, talking to George around that time when you were brought in, I know that you were targeted specifically for your skating ability and your two-way play. I mean, you're really great up and down the ice. You steal a lot of pucks. Is that something that you've always kind of tried to bring to the ice?
Oh yeah. I've kind of pride myself on it a bit. I mean, I used to watch a lot of Datsuk highlights, and he was the master at pickpocketing. So I learned that a little bit from watching those, and the speed. I mean, I've always been pretty gifted that way, like with running or with on ice stuff too. And credit that a little bit to whoever's helped me skate. My mom taught me, so thanks to her and my dad too. I'll put him in there. But yeah, pretty well. I've been pretty lucky enough to be good at that stuff.
Well, I'm interested to dig a bit into that, and I'll do it now because, you know, you mentioned your parents, and obviously, you know, you're a legacy OHL player. Of course, your old man, Robert, he played for Windsor. And I wonder this because doing some research before we were chatting, your dad played a season in the NOJHL. Of course, he's from Sudbury. And I saw that he played a season for the Onaping Falls Huskies. He had 105 points in 37 games. Does he ever bring that up to you and kind of brag a little bit, like, hey, by the way, I had 105 points?
Oh, he sure does. And he also reminds me that he was a defenseman when he did it. So he never lets it down. But whenever we sometimes I play like a shinny game with him, and he's always like, I'll set you up. Don't worry. So, but he does. He does it every time. So he does a good job. He's still got it a little bit.
I love it. The old man still got the confidence. Well, I know that he was a great skater, obviously. I mean, to put up those kind of numbers as a defender. And I mean, he was playing in that league. Look, Sudbury's a gritty town. It's a gritty town up there. And the NOJHL remains to this day a pretty rough and tumble league. So for him to be doing that back in the 80s, I'm sure he's probably told you a couple tales of how rough and tumble that league really was.
Oh, yeah. He's like, games changed. He used to play, he was in the Sioux as well, not just Windsor too, but he was up in the Sioux. He was on that team with Probert. Talk about some tough guys. Oh, he tells me stories about like how he was on the ice and stuff. And it's just crazy, the mentality that the guy had. But it was just, yeah.
Pretty incredible stuff. I mean, hey, 105 points is no joke. And, you know, your old man definitely had some ability out there. And I'm glad to hear he's still confident in his skating and his setup ability for you out there. You know, obviously, when you were a kid growing up, I'm sure your dad and him having played it was a big inspiration for you. You mentioned your mom taught you how to skate as well. Who are some other people from back in the Ridgetown area growing up when you were a little kid playing for the Ridgetown Raiders or the Rebels, pardon me? Who are some people that, you know, inspired you when you were growing up outside of your parents from back in the day?
Back in the day, I'd say another person was Dr. Jody Anderson. He's always been a friend, like a family friend, and we met through the Ridgetown Rebels. And I used to play with his boy, Carson. And I thought he's always been really, really great with like helping me with certain things and just giving me advice whenever I needed, the talking to's and the, just helping me out. And I'd say another person is Jason Williams and his family. That's more recent, but I've trained with him the last couple summers, and he's taught me a lot of stuff on the ice and off the ice, and I couldn't be more thankful for them too.
Now, I know after that you moved on and played a lot of youth hockey as well, very high end hockey for a great AAA program, obviously in Elgin, Middlesex, who have cranked out a lot of great players over the years. What do you remember best about that time? Because that, you know, AAA, that's around the time when you really start to kind of set yourself apart from some of your peers. OHL scouts start looking at you. What do you remember best about that time?
It was so fun. I mean, we were winning. We went undefeated my minor midget year and just in the regular season. And then we ended up winning the championship as well. And that whole season was just a whole bunch of fun and ended up winning. And that's also a lot of fun too. So I'd say that was probably my favorite part about it.
Yeah, well, I mean, going undefeated and then winning the championship when you do that, that's a big... I'm a Patriots fan, and I remember when they went 18-0 and they lost in the Super Bowl. I mean, when you go undefeated and then you lose the championship, that's crushing. But you guys pulled it off.
Oh, yeah. It was a battle. Like, with the first series, we almost lost to, I think, the eighth seed. I think it was Sarnia. We went down... I think it was 2-0. Then we came back and it was a 5-game series. We won 3-2. And then the next series, kind of the same thing, a little bit of adversity. And then we won that. And then we ended up playing Hamilton in the finals, I think. Yeah, Hamilton. And we took it to them a little bit, but not too much.
Well, you went all the way and you got a championship out of it. That's all that matters. They don't ask how. They ask how many, right?
Sure. That is very true.
I want to ask you as well, just about, you know, your time in the league so far. Obviously, you get started with Mississauga. You have some great years there on a team that when you joined it was really up and coming. There were a lot of great young players on the team. And even that team this year, I mean, they look like they're going to be a contender for a couple of years. They got two good goalies, really loaded up front, good defense core. What did you learn in your time over the last couple of years playing for Mississauga and coming up with a group that was kind of probably like-minded like you, young guys trying to establish themselves in the league? What was that like?
I'd say it was nice to have people like the same. And I think we had 11 rookies the first year. So there was a lot of young guys, and a lot of people, I think, were in their draft year that year too, like Beck and Del Bell Blues and Del Mastro the year before, and they just kind of showed the way and were always ready to learn and work hard. And with the up-and-coming team they have now, they're always working hard. I mean, they have a lot of talent, that's for sure. They're definitely going to be a pretty good team in the future, and they're pretty good now. So yeah, it's just basically that.
I wonder for yourself, you know, you talk about those guys showing you the way when you joined the league, and you know, you get traded and you get brought to a team like the Storm, who have five rookies on the team themselves this year. And I mean, if you want to count Vilmar Ulrichsson obviously as an import and Damian Slavik, I mean, technically it's seven. So plenty of guys getting used to league as well. And you're brought in as a veteran guy who's kind of been there, done that at this point in your career. You've got plenty of experience. You've skated in a lot of games. What's that transition been like for you, going from that young guy coming in and learning the lessons to a guy that's now kind of counted upon to teach those lessons and bring the young guys along?
Oh, I try to help out a little bit. I mean, they got to sometimes learn on their own, but if I can help them, I'd more than happy to. I mean, I'm not the most vocal of leaders or whatever, but I like leading by example and And if they have any questions, by all means, they can ask me. They can feel free if they want to, and I'll try to answer to the best of my abilities from what I've learned over the course of my career in the O. So I just hopefully I can help them out and help them become a good leader later on as well.
Well, I certainly think you're doing that. And I mean, part of that obviously is your versatility. I mean, you've been used all over the lineup in every special team scenario. I mean, you're a guy who's kind of been able to do a little bit of everything for Chad Wiseman and his staff. What was that transition like for you, kind of reestablishing a relationship with a new head coach and his staff? And how has that transition gone for you so far?
It's been pretty good. I mean, being versatile helps a little bit. Helps me see who I can play with and who all that stuff. And I think I can play with anyone. So I don't think that's an issue at all. But what's the last part of the question?
Well, just Sorry. Your transition, obviously, because you mentioned it earlier. You know, you come in, you got to learn a new system. It's a different team. They play very differently from the Mississauga team that you were traded from. So how has that transition been, just learning that system and finding a way to fit in?
Oh, yeah. They did a lot of video with me right when I got there. They showed me all how to, like, the little thing. They showed clips of, like, players doing it the last game that they played. And I had a little bit of a struggle trying to figure it out, but I figured it out eventually, and it's been pretty good for me so far system wise, and I think Chad trusts me to get the job done when it needs to be done, and it's all stems from learning it and keep learning it, because the systems change all the time, because you never know what might play a team that does a certain thing and change it up. So
I wonder as well, you know, obviously I mentioned earlier, like, as we talk, the team is in a tough stretch right now, but I know that based on the way I've talked to some of the other guys throughout doing this show this year, it's a pretty close group in there, and you're obviously a later addition to it, but, you know, I talked with another one of the newbies last week in Brody Crane, and he said the same thing, like, the group is so tight. We're going to get through this. We're going to figure it out. What's your experience been like? Because everybody I've talked to a man has said, this group is so close. Everybody's battling for each other. What's that experience been like for you?
Same thing. They're everybody's really close. It's like a brotherhood in there. And it's only been a month and a half for me, but I feel just like a welcome. They welcomed me with open arms when I first got there too. And I thank them for that. I'm happy to be a part of what they have here. So,
yeah, well, it certainly looks that way. And I know that you've been contributing up and down the ice. And I want to ask you a little bit about, you know, your preparation and, you know, the work you put in beforehand. I like to ask guys about their equipment and some guys are really particular. Some of your teammates have admitted to me they're maybe too particular. Some guys are very loosey-goosey with the way they get ready for games and their equipment. Would you categorize yourself as a superstitious guy when it comes to your equipment?
I wouldn't say that bad. I'd say maybe like one or two things. I'm not too super picky. I get dressed the same way and I tape my stick the same way. That's pretty well it.
Okay. So yeah, that's pretty typical of hockey players. No,
that's normal.
Yeah. That's pretty straightforward. What's your preferred tape job?
Just like a full, like I'd say like a 3/4 of the blade, nothing fancy, gets the job done, get a nice, good design on there, but like from a tape standpoint, and no puck marks, and I put a bunch of wax on it. So
there you go. Yeah, you're one. Yeah, I used to wax my sticks too. Some guys would kind of, you know, look at that a little weird. I always thought it helped. I wonder as well just about your equipment. What kind of skates are you using in your stick? I'm always interested in the setup of the stick that guys have. What are you rocking this year, skates and stick?
For my stick, I have a Bauer Hyper 2 Lite, and it's got the tactile grip on it, which is nice. And then it's a P88 curve with 87 flex, and I love it. I've used it for a long time. Whenever the new stick comes out, I still get the same specs and whatever. So for that, that's for the stick. And then for the skates, I'm in CCM Jet Speeds.
Nice. And okay.
I don't know too much about it. I think the holder CCM2, and yeah.
Are you super particular about your skates in terms of, like, you know, some guys will wear them for ages. Some guys, you know, I remember hearing, like, Duncan Keith used to get a fresh pair of skates every game, which is mind-blowing to me. Are you, like, you know, how long do you typically wear your skates? Do you like to keep them for a while, or do you try and change them up fairly often?
I'd say I'd keep them for as long as I think their lifespan is, until they get a little bit, like, almost too worn in. And then I get a new pair. I think over my 3 years, I've gotten two pairs a year. Okay, basically, like the first part of the year, and then after the second part, I get a new pair, and then go from there. And then the summer, use that, and then get the new pair at the beginning, and kind of repeats itself.
I don't think that's that aggressive. I mean, it's certainly not Duncan Keith levels, that's for sure.
Oh, his feet got so sore after doing that every year.
I couldn't believe it when they asked him that. And he said, yeah, I put a fresh pair on right out of the box every game. I was like, are you kidding me? It works for him. It clearly worked out okay for him, but I could not imagine putting your feet through that. I want to ask you as well, you know, this has been a hot debate among your new teammates in Guelph. I don't know if you're a big NHL player, but we've been talking around the room, and I've heard a few conflicting stories, and it really ramped up last week when I chatted with your friend Brody Crane. We've heard all year that Bonesy's the best NHL player, and that Ryan McGuire thinks he's the best player. But Brody claimed to me last week he doesn't play much, but that he could beat anybody on the team no problem. Where would you rank yourself among the NHL players? And do you corroborate that Bonesy is the best?
Honestly, I don't know. I don't know who's done bad, because I don't have the new NHL, so I can't play with them. So it kind of sucks. But I definitely think I could be top three for sure. I used to be pretty good at the game.
So okay.
I haven't played the new one though. The new one, they say it's different. Like, they got different features and different ways of playing it. So I'd adapt to it, but I have to play it.
Of course. Yeah. Well, we would have to give you a couple warm-up games, of course, because they did change some stuff in terms of the passing, and, like, they have this new one-timer feature. It's, I don't know. Yeah. I personally didn't like it. They should have just left it alone. But, yeah, I like the confidence, though. 2 weeks in a row, I've had a guy come on here and say, oh, I'm pretty good. I could be top three. I like that. We really got to try and set up, like, a tournament or something.
Yeah, we should get something like that going. That'd be fun.
We're gonna talk to Lindsay. We're gonna figure something out where we get everybody together at the rink one day, and we'll settle this once and for all.
Oh yeah, we got it.
I've heard too many conflicting reports. I got to settle this once and for all and know who's the best here. So, I do wonder as well. Just, you know, and Brody said this as well, and actually, you know, Max Domestikov was one of the first guys that said he's not even a big NHL guy. He's more of a COD guy. Are you big into video games, like, at all? Like, and what are you playing instead?
I would say I'm a pretty big video game guy. Okay. I haven't bought a new game in a while, so I've been playing, like, the old games that I kind of have. And lately, I've been playing Call of Duty World War II and Rainbow Six Siege. That's what I've been playing recently. Siege? And I would say I am not good at Siege. I just started. I get shot too much, but
okay.
Call of Duty, I got a pretty good kill death ratio. It's better than some and worse than others.
Okay, cool. Siege was a big one too when it came out, and I remember having Max on, and he admitted to me kind of the opposite of you. He said, I'm okay at NHL. That's what I've heard. Brody told me that. Well, Max said that he could beat anybody on COD. And then Brody told me last week that Nemesnikov is ridiculous at Siege. You can confirm?
Yeah, he's like ranked and stuff. I just play for fun. He's like competitive, got his whole crew, and He plays all, or I don't know how much he plays, but he's I'd say he's probably pretty good at it.
I'm not surprised to hear that because he's got pretty quick reaction out there on the ice. So that makes sense. He's a sniper on the ice and he's a sniper off the ice too. That makes perfect sense. I wonder this as well. I've asked everybody about it. I'm just interested to kind of hear what guys like off the ice. And the dressing room has struck me as a pretty heavy country room. Would you throw yourself in the country mix?
I like the odd country. I mean, I didn't like it a lot growing up. And then I listened to a couple of Morgan Wallen songs and I was convinced, or I flipped over. So I've been listening to it more and more. But the room's definitely, they love the Zach Bryan. And when Chandler Romeo gets on the aux, you know Zach Bryan's playing. So
what would you throw on if you were in charge of the aux cord?
Well, it depends what kind of situation we're in. Is it like a game day, like relaxing?
I'm interested in game day. Like we're firing up, we're getting ready to play and go 110 tonight. What are you throwing on to get the boys pumped up?
I personally love a little bit of 21 Savage and Travis Scott. Little Baby's up there too. I love the rap, and if we need to change it up, get a little like EDM going. I got a couple songs, like a couple remixes that I like to throw on too that I could put in there.
There you go. Is Swedish House Mafia still a thing with the young guys?
Yeah, I think so. I like Don't You Worry, Child. I've always listened to that one whenever it came out, but that's not much of a get going, go out there and get someone. Yeah.
No, I know what you mean. That's off a compilation CD that they had that came out when I was around your age. Someday here, maybe to switch things up, throw Greyhound on. That'll get the boys going, because that used to get me and my friends going in the dressing room. Greyhound by Swedish House Mafia.
I'm gonna have to give it a listen, and then I'll maybe put the suggestion in.
Yes.
I don't run the music, so
I know. Run it by Mr. Romeo. I've heard he's kind of the master aux guy. Give it a listen, see if it passes your test, and then run it by the veteran there, and we'll see what happens. All right. Report all back to me. I want to hear how everybody likes it. I'm curious as well. You know, obviously in the OHL, you got some long road trips at times. What's your routine like on the bus? Are you a big like Netflix guy? Are you playing cards? What's going on the bus?
I've been doing a lot of euchre. Me and Gillespie have been playing like online euchre because the boys at the back, like near the back of the bus, they have the table and they play the cards. But I didn't know how to play the game, so I downloaded the app and so did Gillespie, and we just been playing the game with each other, and we might take it the big step and show everyone up at the back. It's just a matter. They got the big Soosag trip coming up. I think that's their time to shine. So
I heard this too, that euchre has become a big thing and some guys are learning it and picking it up. I still don't know how to play myself, but I want to hear about this as well when you and BG go back there and try and put your names at the fore of the table. I want to hear how that goes, because I've heard some guys are pretty good at it.
Well, I've been challenging Bonesy for a while, and he I don't think he wants it. He's been scared lately to play us, so it's just a matter of time, and hopefully we show him how it's done. That's all I gotta say.
I'm excited to hear the results of this. It sounds like there's a challenge brewing. I like that. You guys are competitive, and what's wrong with that? I wonder as well, obviously, just if, you know, you guys end up having to stay over someplace or you're all hanging out. Like, is there any particular shows that you're attached to, shows or movies that are kind of go-tos for you on Netflix or whatever you use?
I haven't watched that much Netflix lately, but I did have a stint of watching Suits. I like Suits. That's pretty well it. If not, I might throw on a movie or something. Whether it's good or bad, on
yeah. Well, hey, the first 4 or 5 seasons of Suits are like next level good television. Oh,
that's when I
stopped
watching. After that, I was like, oh,
Yeah. Once Mike kind of left, it was like, okay, I'm not very interested anymore. But man, those first few seasons, very good television. Oh yeah. Is very, very good. I'm curious as well. I like to, you know, ask everybody this too, and on the subject of music, and you've got a pretty diverse taste here. You get the EDM mixed in there too. If you could pick a custom goal song for yourself, what would everybody at the Sleeman Center hear?
That's a tough one because there's so many songs.
I know.
Ah, man. A song. I don't know. That's a tough one. I don't know if I can give you just one for right now.
Run me down a list. Some guys have had one right away. Some guys have had to think about it.
I'm trying to think of like something that's good right when I'm going down the line, cheering, all the crowds going, get them dancing a little bit, but I'm not. I've seen like the Buffalo one. I've been to a couple of Sabres games like recently, and they've got a wide range of music going on there too.
They definitely do.
They have different perspectives on how it should be when they score. Some are like really mellow, and then some are pretty intense.
Yeah, I think Jeff Skinner is using a song from High School Musical.
Yeah, he's got an interesting one there too. I mean, I could go any way with this.
You, because of the way you skate, I think it's got to be something kind of fast.
That's what I'm thinking. That's where I was going with it. I don't know what song, if I want it to be like an EDM, like get a little like beat going, or if I want like a rap going. I'm not going country with this.
No.
I might actually take a look at my playlist right now and maybe just choose one from there.
Give me something off the playlist that gets you vibing here. I think that would be a smart idea.
Okay.
We got to nail something down.
Just get one in there. I feel like there's so many. I'm just not getting one in my head right now. There was just a new album from 21 Savage. I could get something from there.
Yeah.
Let's see.
See, I just try and feed everybody like the hard rock stuff because that's more my world.
True.
All the suggestions I have are like rock metal stuff, and it would play at the arena. But I mean, I'm interested to see what you dig up here.
I don't know. I mean, I got a wide variety. It's whatever kind of the feel of the day. So I don't have a particular type, but I could go.
There's something in there.
There's definitely something. I feel like I gotta pick like the perfect one, you know what I mean?
Yeah, see, now you're overthinking it a little bit.
That's what I mean. I'm thinking of getting the perfect one.
You gotta just go with something that catches your eye. I think 21 Savage would work, honestly. Anything off that new record, really. It's got a vibe.
I'll go off that. I'll go on to his album. I could go. I don't know if it'll. I'm going to try to listen to it if it's the right one. Can you? No, you can't hear, can you?
I don't think so.
Okay. I might go All of Me, 21 Savage, but like a little bit more into the song.
That works. Yeah. Around the midpoint where it starts to pick up on the beat.
When it's got the beat, it's got a good flow to it. I think the flow is the best part. So
I think that one works great. I mean, you know, we did some digging here. Some guys just kind of like, you know, threw out a general genre. Some guys had like a specific song right away. So I like that. We put some work in and we found something that works.
Yeah. I was looking through, I saw like an old one. There was a movie I used to watch all the time. Could have been more of like a sentimental song. So I was thinking maybe it's called Fast Lane. It was from the movie Real Steel. So it was like robot boxing. So Maybe.
I know what you're talking about. Yes.
Yeah. That there could be a good one too.
Absolutely. But I think we've settled on a good one for you. I'd be interested. We should put like a playlist together of all of these.
Yeah, we could talk about it.
Oh, for sure. We'll figure it out. I want to ask you finally as well, the last thing I've asked all your teammates, I want you to put yourself in a dream starting lineup. Doesn't necessarily have to be like NHL guys. Could just be like former teammates. Hey, maybe you throw the old man out there on the blue line. Who knows? Boy. Right?
We do need a little grit back there. He could throw him.
And a power play quarterback. I mean, 105 points. Come on here. Like, yeah. You know?
He could be an asset out there.
He could be. I want you to put yourself at forward and put yourself out there with two more forwards, 2D, and a goalie. Who's going out on the ice with you?
I think I'm gonna put Datsyuk in the middle.
Love that.
I'm gonna put my dad on the D just because I think he'll love that.
Yes.
Lefty. I'll probably do. Lidstrom.
Wow, I love that. The perfect human.
Yeah. I need a left winger. Maybe. I was thinking of maybe putting like McDavid on the wing, but I don't think we can do that in that situation. I think I might go Jágr.
This is your lineup. You can do whatever you want, but if you want to throw Jágr out there, I have zero complaints about that.
I feel like Jágr is just a stud, and I feel like it'd be fun to play with him.
Arguably the greatest European. Hey, second all time in points. Come on here. Tamer Jágr. Let's go. What about a goaltender? Who's stopping pucks for you?
I went to the Sabres game when they played Dallas. Ottinger had a pretty good game. I might put him in that.
Man, has he ever come on? Man, he's one of the best goalies in the league.
Oh yeah, he's been on fire.
Yeah, he's a freak. That Dallas team's really good this year too. I like your lineup. A little bit of diversity in there. You throw the old man out there. I think that this is a good lineup, a good mix of players.
Yeah, that's a scary D core too. I heard Lidstrom's a pretty strong guy as well.
Just so a bit.
Going down against those D, I'd be a little frightened. I would. But and then having us as a forward group going down on their D, they'd be frightened of us. So you have the magic man, you got Jágr, and then you got me.
Exactly. That's a lot of potential, man. I like your lineup. I think that's a good one. Man, it's been a lot of fun to chat with you. You're a fun kid to interview, and you're fun to watch out there. And I know the team's going to break out of this funk soon, and you're going to be heading the charge for them out there. I really, really appreciate your time. Thanks so much for doing this, eh?
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it.
Xander Vecchia of the Guelph Storm. Remember, everybody, you can find this podcast on YouTube. You can also find links on all your favorite podcast apps on the Guelph Storm website. And if you want to come down to the Sleeman Center, hey, playoffs are just around the corner. You want to come down and watch Xander Vecchia and the boys getting it done out there? You can get tickets on the Guelph Storm website or at the box office at the Sleeman Center. We'll be back next week with more Eye of the Storm.